Sicherheit. A Marvel fake, written and read by 42, do not panic. Podfigures note. I'm recording this fake for the challenge Do the Weird Thing for Voice Team Mystery Bakes 2024, and there's two weird things about it. Number one is that this fake is very heavy on dialogue in German, while the fake is technically written in English. And the second thing is that I am writing this as a round of Whip Game, which is a game where you generate random words and then find the word in your story. And if you don't have it, normally you would write a sentence, but instead of writing one sentence, I will record a sentence. We'll see how that goes. Summary. Kai wasn't supposed to go into the field on this mission, but when Clint finds two terrified children who only speak German, they don't really have another choice. Kai? Where he was clearly showing in Clint's voice, even through the distortion of the comms. We need you down here. Clint, I can't fight. I told him, not for the first time that day. There was a good reason I had stayed back at the mobile operations center, and Clint knew what it was. I can barely walk. I don't need you to fight, I need you to talk. Clint dismissed me, clicking off his mic for a moment. When he turned back into the connection, my partner's voice was more frustrated and desperate than I had heard him on any mission before. Please, Kai, I promise you don't have to fight, but I need you here. I got at least two minors that don't understand a word I'm saying, and you're the only one on the team who speaks proper German. I sighed, thinking over the options for a second, but finally giving in. Clint was right. I might not have been the only one on the whole team, but I was the only one who was available. I'd be there in 3 minutes, I told him, already dreading what I might find that could get an Avenger as worried as Clint had sounded. Thank you, Clint sighed, clearly relieved. You know, I wouldn't ask if there was any other option. Yes, I do. I changed my status in the system, then checked Clint's position on the map and the easiest way to get there. Just like I wouldn't have come to this mission if there was any other option. I made my way along the streets to where Clint was located, navigating through the building he had found the civilians in with the help of his tracker and my tablet, and finally finding him in some sort of rudimentary cell. Kai! Clint got up off the floor, crossing the room and kicking one of the thin sleeping pads out of the way. I'm sorry, but... Later, I dismissed him, pushing his hand away when he tried to cup my face and holding out my hand for him to help me to my feet instead. I'm here for a reason, aren't I? Hawkeye nodded, wrapping his hand around my forearm and pulling me up when I did the same. He pulled me into a shaky stand, then guided me across the room where two bony figures were crouching in the shadows. I made eye contact with Clint, non-verbally asking him for details, but he just shrugged, shaking his head, desperation and fear in his eyes. When I realized that he knew just as much, or little, about what the hell was going on here, I nodded, taking a deep breath and letting go of him to make the last step to the makeshift bed on my own. Hey, ich bin Kai. I breathed, one hand on the wall to try and catch at least some of my weight as I dropped onto the ground unceremoniously. Wir wollen euch nicht wehtun. The older one of the two perked up at my voice, putting himself between me and the other kid protectively and holding his hand pressed against his stomach. Wir sind hier, um euch zu helfen, I assured them, carefully raising my hand to show them that I didn't carry any weapons. Ich weiß nicht, wer euch hier gefangen hält oder warum. Ich weiß nicht, was sie euch angetan haben oder was sie von euch wollten. I threw a quick glance up at Clint, who was standing close to the door now, keeping an eye both on the proximity sensor on my tablet and on the hallway outside the room. Clear, he signed, nodding reassuringly. Ich weiß nicht, was ihr durchmachen musstet, aber ich weiß, dass es jetzt vorbei ist. I promised, carefully holding out my hand, palm facing up, so the two boys could see that it wasn't meant as a threat. Bring euch in Sicherheit, wenn ihr uns lasst. Jonas kann nicht laufen, weil seine Beine nicht mehr richtig funktionieren. The younger boy was the first to react, his voice quiet, broken. It was hard to guess how old either of them was, between how weak and stuffed they were. The dark room we were in, and the dirt, blood, and bruises that were covering most of their bodies. Mir geht's gut, the older one spit out, throwing a glare at the other, but quickly going back, staring at me, doing his best to seem more threatening than he was. This is okay, I assured him, shifting my legs a little to show my braces and tilting my head understandingly. Ich kann auch nicht laufen, nicht wirklich. I gesture to Clint. Das ist Clint. Er ist mein Freund. Er hilft mir, wenn ich das nicht alleine kann. Und er ist mir schon aus richtig vielen, richtig dummen Situationen geholfen. I smiled fondly, throwing another glance at Clint. Like many other languages, he knew snippets of German, but I didn't expect him to understand what we were saying. Clint passt immer auf mich auf. Aber er ist auch Hawkeye. Er ist ein Avenger, ein Superheld. Er kämpft gegen böse Menschen, die andere verletzen. Und er passt auf ganz viele Leute auf. Auf Leute wie euch. Auf Leute, die unsere Hilfe brauchen. Wir verstehen nicht, was die Männer sagen. The younger boy muttered, sniffing a little. Aber sie tun uns weh. Sie sprechen Englisch. Die meisten Leute hier sprechen nur Englisch. I explained, carefully moving closer to the kid. Clint auch. Er kann nicht gut Deutsch, aber er hat mich hierher gebracht, weil er weiß, dass ich euch verstehe oder euch erklären kann, was passiert. The older boy shifted, wincing a little with what I guessed were at least a few broken ribs. He pulled himself in my direction, with his right hand and without using his legs. Ich lasse nicht zu, dass irgendjemand Jasper so wehtut wie mir. Wir wollen euch helfen. I assured him again. Wir können euch in Sicherheit bringen, auf euch aufpassen und uns um eure Verletzungen kümmern. Wir haben Essen und Wasser, saubere Klamotten und richtige, warme Betten. Ich hab Angst. The young boy sniffled, and even if it was hard to make out in the darkness, I thought he had started to cry silent tears. Ich weiß. I sighed, moving closer and offering him my hand again. Aber wir passen auf euch auf. Wir bringen euch in Sicherheit. The older boy studied, first me and then Clint again, but finally nodded, moving out of the way a little and turning to the other child. Die sind okay. As soon as he had the reassurance, or maybe the permission from the older boy, the younger kid crawled over the dirty floor, ignoring my still outstretched hand and all but climbing into my lap. Hey, shh, I breathed, wrapping my arms around them and carefully cradling his head against my chest. This is okay. Wir bringen euch in Sicherheit. Jonas watched us wearily for a moment, but seemed to decide that he could trust me with his friend, or maybe his brother. The look he gave Clint a moment later, however, was speaking a different story. Clint is auf unserer Seite, I promised, softly brushing a strand of hair from Jaspers face. Ich traue ihm mit meinem Leben, und ich weiß, dass hier ist, euch zu helfen. Kann ich aufstehen? Jonas admitted, his eyes hanging on my wheelchair that was still standing a few feet away from the door. Ich kann nicht mehr laufen. Vertraust du mir? I asked, carefully reaching out and resting a hand on his arm to draw attention to me. When he gave a hesitant nod, I continued. Ich vertraue Clint. Kann uns hier rausbringen. Jonas nodded again, whimpering a little as his arm shifted. Ich erkläre ihm, was ihr mir erzählt habt, und dann hilft uns. I explained. When Jonas agreed, I turned to Clint, still softly tracing my hand over Jasper's back. Clint? I waited until he nodded, then gave him a rough summary of what I had learned. They're scared. Hurt. Jonas can't walk. I think it's because of what they did to him. But they trust me. What do you need me to do? Clint asked, throwing another glance down the hall and at my tablet before coming closer. Jonas, darf Clint dich tragen? I asked the older boy, pulling Jasper closer against me when I realized that he was still scared of Clint's voice and language. Ich pass gut auf Jasper auf. Ich glaube, mein Arm ist gebrochen, Jonas muttered, swiping at a few stray tears with his good hand. Ist ganz vorsichtig, I promised, and when Jonas nodded, I nodded towards Clint. Be careful, his arm is broken, and a few ribs or two, probably. Hey, Clint breathed, slowly leaning down to the older boy and holding out his hand. Darf ich dir helfen? Jonas threw me another glance, but he nodded, letting Clint pick him up and all but curling up in his arms as soon as the archer was standing up straight again. Do you need help? Clint asked, realizing that I was still sitting a fair way from my chair with the younger boy on my lap. I shook my head, carefully nudging Jasper's face so he was looking at me. Hey, Kleiner. I breathed softly, wiping away his silent tears. Soll ich dir was Tolles zeigen? When he nodded, I made a small gesture with my hand, unlocking the brakes of my wheelchair with my powers and letting it roll across the room. Kannst du zaubern? Jasper asked, looking at me with big, sparkling eyes. So was ähnliches. I smirked, stopping the chair with one hand and turning it so it was parallel to me. Wenn du mich ganz kurz loslässt, dann darfst du auf meinem Schoß mitfahren. Jasper nodded excitedly, climbing off my lap and scrambling to his feet. Okay, ich bin nicht so schnell wie du. I chuckled, positioning myself and pulling my body up into the chair with some effort. Once I had scooted all the way back in my seat and settled my legs on the footplate, I reached out my arms, pulling Jasper close and helping him climb into my lap. Na komm, lass uns hier verschwinden. Clint looked back at me, then nodded when I did, making the path free for me to lead the way out of the building. I activated my comms, checking in with the operations center. We're on our way out. Need medical for two minors with multiple superficial and non-life-threatening injuries. They're not hostile, just scared, and they don't speak English. While we waited for the reaction, we went back the same way I had come, quickly moving along the dark streets and through the unburdened track that meant at least temporary safety for us. Guck mal, I gestured across the room. Das ist Maria. Die hat hier alles im Blick und passt auf, dass nichts schief geht. I nodded to call Clint to set Jonas on one of the freeze chairs in front of the monitors. I wheeled up next to him and pointed at one of the screens. Der lila Punkt, das ist Clint. Da sind wir. Und der blaue Clint, das ist mein Freund Bucky. Bucky passt auf, dass niemand uns angreift. Und die beiden roten Punkte da, das sind noch mehr Freunde von uns, die uns alle in Sicherheit bringen.